All right, Claire, I'm getting a little bit nervous. Two sleeps until me and my big mouth have to put up or shut up. Late last year, I did say, if you challenge me to any sport, I'll be able to do it because I'm a natural athlete.
Yeah, and Ned challenged you to a sport.
Yes, water skiing.
Yes.
And we've got our good friends from Griffith Marine Centre on board to help us out. And Scott, who joins us right now. Good morning, Scott.
Morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. Now, Scott, can I just quickly ask, how much of a challenge do you think this will be for Dane?
It'll be a bit of a challenge, but a natural sportsman like you, he should be right.
Yes, thank you, Scott. Thank you very much.
That's what I've been saying the whole time.
I've never skied before, mate, and apparently I'm not allowed to use the skis that are sort of tied together to help keep my legs close together.
Nope.
Can you give me a couple of tips on how to stand up, mate?
I know. Let's just arm straight, knees bent. Like I said last time we spoke, that's the mantra that's got to go through your head.
Mm-hmm. Arm straight, knees bent. Okay.
Arm straight, knees bent. Just like you're sitting on a chair. Don't try and pull the boat. The boat will pull you, and you'll be right.
All right.
I've been told you're not allowed to use the kids' skis with the rope in the middle. Nah, you've got to adult skis.
I've also heard whispers that it's a lot of upper body strength. Now, it's been confirmed that Kermit the Frog actually has bigger arms than I do. So how am I going to go if I have zero upper body strength? Should I be all right?
You'll be right, mate. Trust me. You'll be right.
Okay. The
upper body strength definitely helps, but I've seen skinny blokes get up before. You'll be right. You'll be right.
Okay.
You say that now, but Scott, I cannot wait to see this happen this weekend.
Yeah.
It is going to be epic in every sense.
Exactly right. It's going to be Lake Wyangan at the Griffith Boat Club there. Now, if people want to come along, Scott, they've just got to pop in to see you as well at the Griffith Marine Centre.
Yeah, just get the guys. If people want to come out and have a look in the morning at what's going on, just get them a duck into the shop here, and Mary and I will fix them up with a pass so they can get in the gate because, the boat club has membership, as everybody knows. So that way they can show that pass at the gate and the guys will let them in. They come down and have a look or take some photos and, see how you go.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, also, I believe, Scott, that the Griffith Marine Centre have a bit of a challenge going as well for Dane.
We're definitely going to do a challenge. So everybody knows out front of the boat club, there's about six buoys out there, which is a four-knot zone, and they're about 50 metres apart. So
okay.
I'll give you three goes, and then we will have a run at those buoys. Every buoy that you pass will be $25 donated to your chosen charity.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow.
So you're going to give me three chances to stand up and practice, and then the fourth go will be the buoy run for charity.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay.
And so every boy that you pass, it's $25 in the pocket of whoever you want. So
right.
I think there's six boys there, so
okay.
We can do the sums on that. And if there's any other businesses out there that want to make a donation as well, they're quite welcome to jump on board. And you just got to hold on, mate. That's all you got to do.
Okay, hang on. Now, do I actually have to be skiing during this moment, or can I just be above the water?
Oh, mate, above the water. As long as your freckle's above the water, you'll be right.
Sounds good. All right, Scott, we will see you.
I cannot wait.
9 o'clock, Lake Wyangan.
Scott, we will see you 9 a.m. at Lake Wyangan this Saturday.
No drama at all. See you, guys.